Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the broadcast today. Mason Van Howling joins us. He's the CEO of University Medical Center and the vice chair of the Nevada Hospital Association. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Mason Van Howling. He is the CEO of University Medical Center and the vice chair of the Nevada Hospital Association. Pleasure to have you back on the program, especially with the fact that now the vaccines are in the state and being applied. Just stream of consciousness. Tell me your thoughts at this point in time.
Well, thanks, Sam. It's always good to be here with you and your viewers. It's been a long 11, 12 months for healthcare workers. We've not had a break. And so we're excited about the vaccine being here. It is the solution, but we got to get vaccines in arms to be effective. So we appreciate all the support from the state. And we took very seriously that pause back in March and April to really get prepared and for this moment and help with the hospital surge and we're managing, but things are very stressed right now, strained on the healthcare system. And we can go into that a little bit more on the reasons why.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the big thing is we've learned a lot through this, whether it's our treatments, our therapeutics, what's working well, PPE, ventilators, just vaccine rollout. But I can clearly see the increases in the hospitalizations, the positivity rates, and the death rates back to these small gatherings. And look, you and I are friends. We would never think we would do anything to harm each other or our family, our friends, or our loved ones. But this virus is very silent. It is under the radar. It is spread very quickly. And with some of the new variations coming out, that's what we're seeing, these small gatherings at home, whether it was July 4th weekend, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you name it, we definitely get overwhelmed clearly 7 to 10 days after any of those type events. And again, we just don't see each other harming each other, but again, there's so many asymptomatic patients out there that bring it home to their loved ones, and that's where we get in behind it.
Okay, so you are comfortable then, and I am, by the way, with going to a hotel casino, going to a restaurant, going to a place of business that is observing the rules and regulations that the state has laid down, the social distancing, the 25% rules. These are all more comfortable for you than family gatherings at this point.
I think so. You know, when I have seen and observed and been on the front lines of this, and our team and all of our healthcare workers have in the state, and you see businesses doing above and beyond. Some of the measures are far beyond what we've even recommended. Whether it's a resort, casino, your local tavern, your restaurant, you name any type of retail business, they've done a great job. It's just these smaller confined areas where you're closer in proximity, time, you know, over 15 minutes and hugging and all these things that we like to do with our families when we haven't seen them, especially for some of these individuals, we haven't seen them over a year. But our businesses are doing great, and I think we're going to be turning the corner hopefully soon, because if we didn't do some of these things, I can't imagine where we would be currently if we didn't.
Where are your occupancy levels at the hospital at UMC right now? And for those that in Northern Nevada that may not be familiar, UMC is the largest hospital in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're the largest hospital, public hospital in the state. And we're known for our trauma center, burn, transplant, and all of our quick cares, primary cares in the South in particular. But we've been busy throughout this. And typically the summers for all hospitals here in Nevada is kind of our where we see our lowest volumes. We're able to catch our breath and ramp up in anticipation for the flu season. I will tell you that all these things that we have been doing, all these precautions, has had a dramatic effect on the flu this year. I can't even tell you, it's a small handful of hospital admissions related to the flu. It is effective regarding the flu. Unfortunately, this COVID coronavirus is very widespread and very quick spread, and without having a vaccine, now that we do, should help that. But, you know, as we stand this morning, our hospitals in the South in particular are about nine.
And we're taping this on the 13th, so people know, 13th
okay.
of January.
Gotcha. We're currently around 92% occupied, and that's total beds. And we really look at our total beds because we're able to swing beds, shift them over, create more capacity within our hospitals. We have all done a great job of postponing some of those medically necessary procedures to delay some of those to a better time where we have better capacity that doesn't take up an inpatient bed. We're able to keep our emergency departments open better than I think any other state has. But of that 92%, about 35% of the patients that currently are in hospitals are COVID positive. The issue with COVID positive patients is their length of stay, their acuity, is much longer and much higher and much more intense. So that creates more resources on the staff, more demands on the staff, and just longer days and hours. The ICUs are about 80% occupied, but of the ICUs, about 58% are COVID. So that's the highest level of care, and that's where we're trying to keep people out of the ICUs, because we have known that when patients go into the ICUs, and especially get on ventilators, the outcomes are not what we would like. And then our PPE, you know, we're staying on top of that. I think we've got a good handle of that. And then the ventilators in use, 50% of the ventilators are currently used in use in the state, but about 56% of those ventilators in use are with COVID patients. So that number's been going in an upwards direction, which shows the acuity that we're seeing currently.
Okay, so because for a time it seemed as though the ventilators were not being used as much because other treatments were proving more effective.
Right.
So it's just the volume of patients that are coming in that's pushing that number up.
Exactly. You know, we've learned, we've gone through all the treatments and therapeutics, whether it's hydroxychloroquine, remdesivir, Regeneron. There's some other anti-monoclonal antibodies that are being used to keep patients out of the hospital. We're using high-flow cannulas where we're proning patients. That's been very effective to keep people off ventilators, but we know that the patients that go on to ventilators are not the outcomes that we typically like to see historically with other respiratory illnesses. So we do everything that we possibly can to avoid a ventilator on the patient.
Are you using overflow capabilities at this point?
We are. Every hospital in the state is using their overflow surge plans. The best care is delivered within the four walls of the hospital. So we're using really non-traditional areas that we haven't used in the past. We're using a lot of our operating room space, our pre-ops, our recovery areas. We've converted conference rooms. We've reopened areas that had been closed for years in hospitals. There are hospitals that have tents. There are hospitals that are providing surge areas outside their hospital. And we're trying to avoid that. And again, we see these gatherings that have an impact on hospital stress and demand. And I will tell you, Sam, we want the state open just as much as everybody else
sure.
does. And we are working so hard to do that. And we don't want any rollbacks. We want to move forward. And so I'll tell you, the healthcare teams here in Nevada are doing everything they possibly can to move our state forward and keep our economy. We are very sensitive to what's going on. We talk about it every day, every hour.
But you've not had to use the convention center.
We have not. We are ready to use the convention center. We have beds. We have logistics around that. The problem right now, Sam, is staffing. Historically, we've been able to bring staff in from other parts of the state, other parts of the country to help out in Las Vegas or Reno to support our hospitals.
These are travel nurses.
These are what are called traveling nurses, whether it's respiratory technician, ICU nurses, doctors if we need. But right now, the demand across the country, they're at a premium. And we've unfortunately also seen a lot of retirements because of that, that are close to retirement age. So coupled with those two issues, staffing's our biggest issue right now in the state of Nevada.
Okay, and the stress level for the staff with the amount of hours that they're working has got to be unbelievable.
It is. I'll tell you, it is very stressful, strained, long hours. They're working overtime every day, every week. But that's why they're the true heroes of our state right now. I think nobody really signed up for this pandemic, but I'm amazed at what's going on in our healthcare community, what's going on the front lines. And again, that's why they're the true heroes.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Mason Van Howling of UMC after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center and the vice chair of the Nevada Hospital Association. Now that the vaccine is here, it's always interesting. You know, we've become such an instantaneous society that people expect the vaccine to be delivered the same way they can go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. And it ain't that easy. Supply chains, the ability of how many people there are to provide vaccinations, vials, needles. Can you explain some of the issues that go along with trying to, you know, vaccinate essentially 340 million people with two doses?
It's a huge undertaking, and you know, Sam, you know about UMC's testing that we've been able to provide for the state, and we're approaching 1,000 COVID tests that we've done for Nevadans, and that was a huge undertaking, and did I ever think UMC would be doing that you know, outside our campus? That was a huge undertaking. We built public sites. We've been able to get 5,000 to 6,000 individuals through a day. This vaccination process is a huge logistical challenge. And the vaccines are here. We are pushing out as fast as we can. And with the changes in the tier levels going more to lanes and prioritization and getting to that 70 and older population is really what we want. Because those are the patients that are in the hospitals currently that are overwhelming kind of the hospitalizations right now. And we have been able to really lobby to say, let us get to those seniors. Let us get to those that are 70 and older. And then after that, the 64 to 69 population as well. So we just ask everyone to be patient. We are rolling out as quickly as we can, whether it's the health districts, whether it's these public sites that we have set up throughout the communities or your local hospitals. CVS and Walgreens are playing a huge part in that. They'll probably be the biggest part at the end of the day. I'm talking to CVS and Walgreens the other day. They've already kind of gone out to the skilled nursing homes, assisted living facilities to make sure that we're keeping those open and keeping that vulnerable population protected.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You know, we've been seeing more and more work being put onto the pharmacists. So if you go to the Walmart to get your flu shot, for example, it's the pharmacist that's doing that. And we know that because of the shortage of medical personnel in the state, that we're going to see more and more of that over the years. And these people are very qualified. It's not, you know, some amateur doing it. Are we relying on them enough? And should we be looking, for example, at EMTs and fire departments to be able to aid in providing these vaccine shots?
That's a great point, and we have thought of all of those.
I'm sure.
It's really it's all hands on deck, whether it's your EMS, EMT. We've also had a lot of interest from retired nurses, technicians. We're going to be utilizing school nurses. But yeah, the pharmacists in those locations have really stepped up. And again, it's going to take all of us to be able to vaccinate our population. And as you mentioned, this is not a one shot. This is a two-dose vaccination, which logistically becomes a challenge too, because you're trying to get to a general population, then you have to have people come back on top of that. So it's gone well so far. All of our hospitals have gone through their second doses with healthcare workers. We've also done fire and metro and police officers throughout the counties, and but also the logistics around this vaccine. You know, Pfizer, that sub-zero temperature, and once you open that up, you have a very limited time to get that vaccine in somebody's arm. Moderna is much easier because you're able to keep that in a freezer, and then when you pull that out, it can stay at room temperature for 8 hours. So we're getting better and better every day. And speaking to, you know, the governor and others, we're excited to push this out. We're just asking everybody to be patient. It is here, the solution is here, and we're going to get it done.
What do you think about the government's decision, initially under the Trump administration, but also discussed by the new incoming Biden administration, about giving out a dose right away to as many people as possible, and then pushing for manufacture of more doses to supply that second needed vaccine? Are you okay with that and your staff?
You know, I think the goal is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And with this vaccine, it is remarkable what they have been able to do. We get excited with the flu vaccine when it's about 60% effective every year. That's a good year for influenza. This first dose is well over 50%, and that second dose is up to 97%. So, there's a lot of debate and discussion around that. I agree. Let's just get as many people as vaccinated as quickly as possible is the goal. And then I'm confident with the supply chain. There has not been any issues getting the vaccines to us. We just got to move quicker, faster to get them in people's arms. So, I like the conversation around that, and I support that as well.
Oh, okay, so just to be clear, so the vaccines are here. Now it is the logistics of, as it were, the last mile to get it into people's arms. Will people have to have this on an annual basis, or is this, as we know at this point, a one-time-in-your-life deal?
You know, we're, and we talk a lot about that with the UK strain and then South African strain, and will it be effective, this vaccine? That's still to be to be determined. As I talk to individuals on why they're getting the vaccine or why they're not, we've had, unfortunately, a lot of people that have been positive in our state and have built antibodies, so they feel like they had that protection. I think the key is we'll have to see. This medical profession is really good about integrating things in other vaccines, so we may be able to have a combination vaccine. Testing is going to get much quicker, more rapid, more point of care. So I think you're going to continue to see things happen at an expedited, accelerated speed over the next year.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Mason and Howling after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center and the vice chair of the Nevada Hospital Association. What are your thoughts on the people who are saying, whether it's political or other reasons, they're not going to get that vaccination? What's your advice to them?
You know, Sam, I still believe we're in America, and it's all about choice and decisions. I just would hope people would educate themselves, be informed in regards to the vaccine. I've seen probably about 6,000 vaccines already deployed in our community, and very little initial side effects. I mean, most people feel fatigue after the second day, a slight headache, and that's it. But I've also seen where patients have been on ventilators for 100 days. And so I get to see the viewpoint from every perspective. Still choice, but I do encourage the vaccination. If we want to move forward as a state and a country, this is the best solution. And this is the most remarkable science I've ever seen in my career being rolled out. And again, it's very effective. And I see some of the best in medicine getting that shot, and I trust them. So if they're doing it, you know, I think it's a pretty good reference. But again, it's still choice, but I would just ask them to educate themselves, ask somebody who got the shot, how they feel and how they've done, but also somebody that's recovering from COVID or will have long time effects. And that's called long haulers, where people are continue to have, you know, 3 months, 6 months, significant impact on their health because of this virus, but also ultimately talk to somebody who's lost a loved one. So again, still choice, but if they need more information, please reach out. We'll be glad to help them with that.
It seems like in Nevada, whether you agree or disagree with the governor's position and the boards and staffing, that we have had a more organized effort here than, say, for example, in California, where the stories we read in some of these cities and jurisdictions are just, they appear to be a little crazy. I believe it's Manhattan Beach where they've banned outdoor dining. Yeah. Does this make any sense to you?
You know, I have had an opportunity to talk to others in other states and see what's going on. Our state has done a great job. They have worked tirelessly throughout this. There are conversations that happen 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And we're just trying to do the best for our state. So a lot of the things that I see outside our state, I kind of scratch my head as well. Rationing healthcare, diverting emergency room patients, shutting down certain parts of the businesses that will never recover. And as I mentioned earlier in our interview, we are very supportive of our businesses. We're depending on our economy. And so we want everyone to do well. And that's why we're trying to do all that we can to keep people out of hospitals, keep our economy open. And again, we're all in this together.
The strip casinos seem to be leading the way in terms of, you know, what the future should be, because as you mentioned in the break here, we are going to see more of these.
Yeah. I don't think this will be the first or the last. And I think we've learned a lot regarding our public health response and nationally. And I think there's going to be more attention to that moving forward, much like we do defense and other things, because our health is most important.
It is national defense.
Yes, it is. It is in looking at how we respond, and even going back to the early days of PPE when we couldn't even get a mask, and it was such a challenge. So I think we're, you know, when this is all said and done, there's going to be a lot of after action reports, a lot of efforts to be better in the future. But I agree with you. Our resort partners in the state have done an amazing job, really have been cutting edge. I think as I go out and observe and talk to some of these executives on some of the things they're doing, it's all about visitor safety, employee safety, community safety, and they've done a great job.
And that's where we have to leave. I have so many more questions, okay. But we're out of time, which just means come back again soon.
Yeah, anytime, Sam.
We always appreciate you being here. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.